689 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 657. Did Mrs. Hirsch call you on the telephone in regard to the Rotary Club luncheon? Didn't she ask you to speak? Perhaps, I don't remember for certain. And then didn't you tell her you would introduce her at the Rotary Club if she would come by your office and give you a great big hug? I did not. Didn't you ask her for a photograph in the presence of an Atlanta lady when she and the lady went to your office to see you about the humane officer? I did not. Did Mrs. Hirsch, on these various occasions when she visited you, come alone or in company with anyone else? Most of her visits were made to me in my office in the Candler Building, and she came alone. Did you object to her coming to your office alone? I did not. Did you ever suggest that she bring someone with her? No. Did you ask her, when you met her on the morning of February 4th, about her fever blister? I think I remember that I noticed she had a fever blister. Did you not take off your Rotary guest badge and pin it on Mrs. Hirsch? I have no recollection of doing so. After the Rotary luncheon, did you not ask Mrs. Hirsch if she did not think you had earned your reward? I did not. I merely told her that she had done her part well. Mr. Russell. On that first visit, did you not put your arm around Mrs. Hirsch and pat her on the back? I did not. Didn't you solicit improper relations? No, I did not. Didn't you attempt to persuade her that no embarrassing consequences would follow? I did not. Are you worth $50 million? No. Mr. Arnold. I object. Judge H. The question is improper. It makes no difference whether Mr. Candler is rich or poor. Mr. Russell. When Cook unexpectedly appeared in the doorway of your office on February 6th, didn't you wring your hands and exclaim, "My God, I've got to confess"? I did not. Nor did I ask Mrs. Hirsch for a conference with Cook in my office, and saw him only in Forrest Adair's office and in the mayor's office in City Hall. Cook never called up and asked for a conference. Mrs. Hirsch had not called me up or written me since the affair of February 6th, and had never to my face accused me of improper conduct with her, nor has Cook demanded any money. Judge H. It is immaterial whether improper relations existed between Mayor Candler and Mrs. Hirsch. A person is guilty of blackmail, whether the charge on which the extortion is founded is true or untrue. Forrest Adair. His evidence in chief was substantially the same as on the trial of Cook. See ante, p. 1633. Mr. Russell. How many other women have you settled for other people? Mr. Arnold. Objected to the question. Mr. Russell. I wish to show the witness is an expert in handling this class of cases. I want to show the experience of this detective. Judge H. Change the question so as to make it deal with other blackmail cases involving the mayor. Mr. Adair. I had handled other blackmail cases for Mayor Candler.